following program is wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants.
The Financial Consultants,
which is responsible for its content.
The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum is a program for informational purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or investment advisory services.
The information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of such information.
Answers to call-in questions are based on limited information and should not be taken as specific recommendations.
When considering any registered security product, seek a prospectus for more complete information, including charges and expenses.
Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest.
Make sure you consult your financial professional about your particular situation.
Securities offered through Advisory Group Equity Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Huh? What?
Hey! That's just the stuff we have to say to keep the lawyers happy.
This is The Financial Consultants with Ron
Birnbaum
on AM 1060 WBIX.
The business station.
Call Ron toll free at 1-877-NEW-1060.
That's 1-877-639-1060.
Now, Chartered Financial Consultant
Ron Birnbaum.
Ron Birnbaum.
Good morning. It's Thursday, March 25th, 2010. We have an entire day free from rain today for the first time in a while, so that is good news. And, of course, good news again because Siobhan has made it to the final 10 in American Idol. Isn't that fabulous? Yes, she's from Massachusetts, so I take credit for her and that fabulous voice of her, and she's kind of cute. So here's to Siobhan, and I hope she'll win. Certainly, she was not in danger of leaving yesterday. They kicked Paige out. It was about time. And they did have the final three, or the lowest three vote totals, I think, was correct. I mean, I think they were the worst three. But now they have a top 10, which is probably the worst top 10 in the history of the show, because four of them are clearly not very good. And they'll certainly be the first, or they should be the first four, eliminated over the next month. But anybody at the top, because nobody really stands up all that much, I think that any of the top maybe three or four could actually win. So we'll see about that in the weeks to come. But let's take a look at what happened in business world. And yesterday, Wall Street ended lower on sovereign debt concerns. So stocks fell really because of Portugal. Yeah, Portugal's credit rating was downgraded, and weak Treasury note auction stirred concerns about sovereign debt. Major indexes eased a day after hitting 18-month highs, with losses across most sectors on, again, light volume. Worries centered on the country's ability to pay their debt, bolstering the dollar and hurting commodity-related stocks. Commodities themselves also hit. Portugal's rating was lowered by one notch to AA-, still a pretty solid rating, but that did compound problems in the Eurozone, where diplomats have still not agreed on a safety net for heavily indebted Greece. Now, sentiment soured a week after the auction of five U.S. Treasury notes, and that's the second lackluster debt sale after Tuesday's weak auction of two-year notes. And stocks, well, the Portugal credit rating downgrade drove the dollar up against the euro, which in turn pushed down the prices of commodities dominated in the U.S. dollar. And so the U.S. crude oil futures for May lost 1.6% to settle at $80.61 per barrel. Now, Chevron was one of the biggest losers on the Dow, and that was off 1.1%. Oil prices also declined after the data showed U.S. crude inventories rose nearly five times more than expected last week, and that certainly is a bearish sign for demand. Now, limiting the Dow's decline was Bank of America Corporation, and that is the index's top percentage gainer yesterday, and said it plans to offer about $3 billion in loan forgiveness to about 45,000 troubled homeowners. And that move is an effort to prevent foreclosures when home values drop sharply below the amount owed. And the stock of Bank of America, which is the largest U.S. bank, which is huge. It's got over $2 trillion in assets. It is too big to fail, and it's really getting to be too big to save, too. I don't think with all the debt we have in the United States that we could save it, which is not a healthy sign. And I believe in the Paul Volcker philosophy that
these super big banks should be broken up, and Bank of America should be a bunch of regional banks. Anyway, it rose 2.6% yesterday on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, the biggest loser was on NASDAQ, and that was Genzyme Corporation, and that fell 6.4% after it said the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will take enforcement action following problems at one of its plants, and Genzyme makes drugs to treat rare and chronic diseases. And on the earnings front, General Mills reported third-quarter earnings that beat expectations but gave a full-year profit view that was below consensus expectations, and that certainly sent the stock down 1.9%. A home builder, Lennar Corporation, gained 3.7% after reporting a first-quarter loss that was narrower than expected. And data released earlier in the day sent mixed signals about the economy, with new home sales unexpectedly falling to a record low in February, but new orders for durable manufactured goods actually rose for a third straight month in February. So we're seeing mixed data. However, all signs that the economy is recovering. Now, the session's declines follow the market's push to 18-month highs on Tuesday, when the Dow was racking up a 10th day out of 11 in gains over the last 11 sessions. And for the month, the Standard & Poor's 500 is up about 6%. And 8.48 billion shares traded on the New York Stock Exchange, American Stock Exchange, and NASDAQ. That's below last year's daily average of 9.65 billion. Decliners outnumbered advancers by a ratio of 2-to-1 on the New York Exchange, while NASDAQ, more than 9 stocks fell for every 4 that rose. The actual index values on the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down almost a half a percent yesterday to 10,836. The NASDAQ average down 0.68 of a percent to 2398. The Standard & Poor's 500 index was down just over a half a percent yesterday to 1168. The Dow Jones Total Stock Market Index down a little over a half a percent to 12,158. And I missed the Russell 2000, which was down a little less than 1% yesterday to 600. Europe, Asian shares ended, again, mixed with commodity-linked shares broadly lower on weaker commodity prices and a decline on Wall Street, which happened in overnight trading. Japanese markets rose slightly. In Europe, the stocks were higher despite the weak close on Wall Street on concerns about European debt after Fitch's downgrade of Portugal. The Chinese Shanghai Index down 1.36%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index down 1.1%, Japan's Nikkei average up 0.13 of a percent, South Korea up 0.44 of a percent, and Taiwan up 0.2 of a percent. In Europe, French markets up a little more than a half a percent, Germany up 0.7 of a percent, Russia up about a half a percent, and United Kingdom's FTSE 100 up about a third of 1% in trading today. Okay, we'll be back with more of the financial consultants, more on our market report, and my guest this morning, Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com, will join me in just a couple of minutes. Give me a call with your questions at 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.